Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm hoping that you're having a wonderful morning. I thought I was going to go last. You know, so I was all prepared. My speech was like, I'm last. I'm going to get you out and everything. But that's okay. It's all right to be in the middle. My name is Antoinette Holt, although in the book it said Annette Hope. So I got a new identity here at APHA. But I'm the director of the Office of Minority Health. I've been the director for the Office of Minority Health since 2008. And glad to be with my colleagues today. I believe I'm supposed to say I have no disclosures. So I have no disclosures. All right. All right, so today what we'll talk about is there's more than corn in Indiana. And give you a little bit of overview of what's going on in Indiana. My presentation is about a program that the Office of Minority Health is responsible for, which is the InShape Indiana Black Minority Health Fair. It has been in existence for 30 years. We see on average up to 20,000 people in a four-day span during the Indiana Black Expo Summer Celebration. So I'm going to talk a little bit about where we came from, how we got there, what's going on presently. Of course, data makes the world go around, so we'll just let you know a little bit in regards to what we do as far as our evaluation method, and then tell you about the challenges and successes should you be interested in doing something like that in your state, or if you know of something and they just want to know. Okay, so since I went to bed last night, there's been some babies born. In Indiana, we have over 6 million people that reside in Indiana. Indiana is shaped like a little boot, and of course, the racial ethnic minority makeup is just over 17% of the state. All right, and so our state, in regards to our racial ethnic minority, includes Black, Latinos, American Indian Natives, Pacific Islanders. We also have a high Burmese population. They have come and settled in Indiana, and they're mainly located in Indianapolis and in Fort Wayne, which is one of our other bigger cities in Indiana. Just to give you an overview of what's going on in Indiana presently as far as disparities, we have a gamut of things in regards to where there's health disparities that exist amongst racial and ethnic minorities. Of course, minorities have lower rates of immunizations, including HPV, flu, and pneumonia. Our smoking rate for Indiana Blacks is nearly 25%. 7 out of 10 Black children are exposed to secondhand smoke, and our asthma rates for Black children is extremely high, 3 times that of our white counterparts. Also, 41.6% of Black adults are obese in Indiana compared to 33.2% Hispanic and 30% whites. And also, Blacks also have the highest rate of stroke in Indiana. For every 1,000 babies born, 15.3 is our infant mortality rate for African Americans in Indiana. And so we do have a campaign. Our governor has made it a point to make the 3 areas of focus for Indiana: infant mortality, obesity, and smoking. Infant mortality being number one. So we have a campaign going on presently called Labor of Love, which is to address infant mortality and those things that are associated with such safe sleep, making sure hospitals are accredited, and those different things. Cancer, in regards for burden of Blacks, has the highest mortality rate and shortest survival rate. Over 21% higher overall cancer mortality than whites. Also, Blacks, in regards to HIV, is 39.1 per 100,000. So you can kind of get an overview that, you know, health disparities exist very greatly in Indiana. So let me tell you in regards to how the health fair began. In 1985, Woodrow Myers was the health commissioner. Woodrow Myers was the first Black health commissioner that Indiana has had. Our present commissioner happens to be African American as well. But Woodrow Myers was around the time when we were experiencing the Ryan White era and different things in Indiana. And Charles Williams was over the Indiana Black Expo. And so he was concerned because he saw people with such disparities and things going on. He wanted to incorporate in Indiana Black Expo something that can benefit the community and those people attending. And so they got together and they formed the first health fair. The first health fair took place at the, at the Indiana Convention Center. It was in a room, something like that, and there was a couple of booths and different things such as that. We had a few vendors, such as the Black Nurses Association. There was a handful of local vendors. So it had mild beginnings. So that's just one of the lovely old pictures. It began. So now at the health fair, like I said before, we see over 20,000. This year we were in a 52,000 square feet place in the hall. We offered over 50 different types of screenings and health education opportunities. What we try to do is before you can get tested, especially our blood tested, we educate those individuals so they know specifics. The blood testing that we do provide includes glucose, A1C, syphilis. We do prostate, and that's been a challenge because of new regulations. You know, my theory is because so many people find out they have abnormal levels, that prompts men usually to go to the doctor to get further screening. But unfortunately, it's kind of a tug of war as far as what we can and can't do. So we were able to do it this year. Next year, we hope we can still do it. And the other screening, so we do. We try to partner with our local university so the students have the opportunity to interact with JoQ Public, and we are able to get the services. And so IU School of Dentistry provides our dental screening. IU School of Vision provides our eye screening. So different things where we can partner to make sure that everybody comes together and collaborate. And so presently now our governor is Governor Pence. That's Dr. Jerome Adams, who is our health commissioner. So we try to offer over $2,000 worth of free health screenings. We have opportunities to promote this via through, we have a media partner, and we have opportunities through radio, and then word of mouth is one of our biggest proponents of people still coming. So we offer through Family Social Services Administration, their Department of Aging, free transportation on our opening night for our seniors. And usually that Thursday and that Saturday are our heaviest days of participation. And so we provide them with door-to-door service. And so taxi cab, van, whatever means of use or services that they interact, you can get it from door to door. So there'll be groups of people that will come together, and it's an annual event for them. And we have an opening reception, and they will let me know whether or not they like the reception. They will let me know or not if people talk too long, if I should have got a different keynote. They are very vocal, and I appreciate them. All right, we are also afforded opportunity, thanks to our sponsors, to have healthy entertainment and activities. We've had people such as Della Reese, we've had Shirley Ralph, we've had Dominique Wilkins, different things that will come and give their testimonies in regards to how it's associated with health. And so we had Ernestine, have you seen the lady that's kind of older, she's 70, lifts weight, she's came, put everyone to shame. And so it's that opportunity. We not only do we do screenings, we also have counseling referral where we try to initiate nurses or student nurses that can kind of read. We have a form on which we collect the data. It's a three triplicate form. One goes with the person. We keep the others for records. We give the others for those that are doing the blood test. And so it's an opportunity for people to go through, and if they have questions, if they didn't ask it at the booth, if they were just wondering, here's your opportunity to find out. Our evaluation methods, we use a program called we use a company called Survey America. And Survey America does our touch screen. So we try to make it simple because, you know, people don't want to sit down and fill out 20-page forms or different things like that. You got to get their attention while you can. And so the touch screen takes about 2 minutes, and you go through it, and it asks the basic demographic information. It asks in regards to how you heard about the health fair. It asks, did we do a good job as the health fair in regards to, were you satisfied? Were you able to get or learn? What did you come for? Was it just the blood screenings? Was it the education in the blood screening? Did you learn anything? And then with the CDC epidemiologist that we presently have, Michelle Sandoval, we changed it last year to include, had you been diagnosed with a chronic disease and different things? So we can kind of get a perspective of who's coming. In regards to the demographics of the health fair, most of the people that attend our health fair are women. Our highest attendance is usually between the age range of 45 to 54. Over 85% of attendees that do attend are African American. 10 to 15% usually take advantage of the blood screen. They can do all the other tests, but you have to register if you're going to do the blood screening. So we have an area called One Stop, One Stick. And what that is an intravenous blood draw. And so it takes 2 to 3 weeks to get your results back. But all the testing that's blood related is in one place. So you do not feel like cattle and getting poked and prodded. And it makes people more apt to want to get their test done. We have phlebotomists. We provide them with a small nominal fee. So they will come. And these phlebotomists have been faithful people, at least since I've been over it, and continue to do good job and good work. And then between 20 to 28% of attendees have attended the health fair 12 times or more. And unfortunately, you know, we're glad that people are return visits. Unfortunately, this is some people's only means of health checkups and care. And so when you see them, you want to make sure that you're providing them as many screenings as possible. And that's what we try to do. We try to make sure if we can add screenings, if we can do different things, if we can connect them so they leave empowered, so they become better health advocates for themselves, and so they know their numbers. Also, around 20% of our attendees have no insurance. So challenges. Of course, with anything that's wonderful and great, you're going to have some slight challenges. So testing modifications, like I mentioned in regards to PSA, different things like that. Monetary support. It takes money to buy land. And so, of course, it takes money and resources and support to be able to run this program. And so we've been very fortunate with the sponsors that we have. We have new sponsors sometimes because of restrictions and cuts. They are not able to support like they would like to. So we make the best out of what we have, and we've been very fortunate to be successful. And then our attendance. The health fair used to be one of the big primary big events that's going on, but now there's other things like the health fair that exists. And so attendance is kind of waiting off a little bit because, you know, if you had this big health fair a month ago, do I need to go again? Okay. Also, successes of the health fair. It allows us to be able to really promote prevention. It allows us to be able to get people, make them in tune, be honest in different things. It allows us to collaborate. There's not really a lot of programs in Indiana where you have all the major hospital systems underneath one roof. You have a majority of pharmaceutical companies that are in Indiana and abroad that come in one roof, and everybody plays nicely in the sandbox. Nobody's going like, hey, you took my person. Walgreens and CVS coexist, you know. Don't put them side by side, but they coexist in the building, you know, and these different things. And so people have a gamut of options and opportunities to be able to do that. This year we had the Ronald McDonald House, so we were able to do some more screenings for children. And so I'm excited every time we are able to collaborate or partner with a new partner. We're able to outreach. We have attendees, although it's mostly from Indiana, we have people this year that were from Africa, different things, and so we're excited whenever we can continue to reach. And then it allows us to do an assessment of what's going on. It allows these businesses and organizations to have an opportunity to outreach into the community, to be involved, and it empowers people. People leave changed, and that's one of the main important things that we're excited about. So in conclusion, because I know some people have opinions about health fairs, different things, health fairs or other outreach events help us to reach underserved and meet the needs of community. It allows people to know their numbers. It allows people to be engaged with their own health, and it allows you an opportunity to have a touch with those individuals. Evaluation helps us to assess the current problems that's going on with minorities in the state or those that are visiting. If you're visiting, we provide HIV testing. We only do it statewide, but we have resources that will show you where you can go when you go back to your individual state to let you know where you can get help or assistance. And InShape helps to empower, like I said, the attendees, and collaboration is key. My office is 3 people, and we have 92 counties. There is no way that all 3 of us can go all over the state and do different things. And so we heavily rely on our partners. We heavily rely on those sponsors and exhibitors that are part. Even the things that we do as far as like our minority health partnership, where we meet monthly, where we have representation of each racial and ethnic minority group in the state, different things, we heavily rely on our partners to be effective. I see Dr. Marshall there. He calls me his problem child, but that's okay. I still appreciate him. But we make sure that we are reaching, because again, working together works. You know, one person can make a difference, but when you have all the fingers working together, it's really going to be effective and efficient. All right, and dedication and endurance. I have volunteers that have been there since the first year and continue to come back, and if I was messing up, I'm pretty sure they wouldn't come back. And so there's something about that program that makes people have ties that they're invested in, that they want to be a part of. And so we're ecstatic and happy for this opportunity to be able to make a difference in Indiana. Of course, we do more than the health fair, but usually people associate us with the health fair. And that's it.